Those things couldn't work when it got hot, though.
They would get hot, but yeah, they'd work. They'd work, but they would. And you had to kind of save them when it's in hot weather. But
now, when you broke ground in the spring, what did you use, sir?
Well, I want to show you. Now, you never have seen a 100-pound, have you? What we use, I got out there in barn. But anyway, it's what you call an Alva A 100-pound. That was what all everybody knew, used.
Yes, sir.
Alva A, that's the size of it. And well, and then we had straight tooth harrows and side harrows. And that about all the...
Was there a different kind of thing you may have used on a hill? A different kind of plow, or
no. And of course, you know, we had planters. We would buy planters. You had a cotton planter and a corn planter. But it finally got where you could use a cotton planter and corn all together, made where you could use corn and cotton for the planter, plant corn and cotton. But for a while, you had to buy a cotton planter and a corn planter.
And a middle buster made real deep.
Yeah, I got a middle buster. I'm gonna show you. It's quick around. I got a middle buster out there in the barn.
Made real deep.
Yeah, well, you took two mules. Sometime when you're breaking up turf, so forth, you just broke it up sides, you know, go around and around. Well, when you got ready to lay the rolls off, you took this big middle buster and went down and made a big trench and put your foot out and then took the turning plow and made your roll.
Yes. The trenches cut by the plow were called a
waterfall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what it's called. That's called waterfall mostly.
And you use those to, the water furrow was for?
Well, that's just the middle of the row. You plant on top of the row, you know, plant the, your crop, whatever you're going to plant on top of the row.
Did you ever raise sugar cane here?
Only to eat. And my dad, we raised a good ear, but it was just to eat. Now, we discussed that yesterday about them old mills.
Yeah, but you mentioned syrup, but did you ever make molasses?
Well, that's what we call syrup.
Oh, there wasn't any difference between syrup and
lettuce? That's right, same thing, that's right. Yeah, we had an old nigga that did the cooking for us. And he went around and made syrup, and he was a real syrup maker, too.
Uh-huh. But, okay, syrup and
lettuce
was the same
thing? Yeah, same thing. Right. Yeah, speaking of that old nigga George, and we thought, well, that he owned his own place up there, and he was a real good nigga, and a well digger, too. So when I got married, I got him to come down here and dig the well. And so when he finished and everything, we were working on the house too. So I said, well, George, what are you? And that's just a wedding present. That's just how much he thought of us and how much we thought of him. He dug the well for nothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it too, because in those days a dollar was a dollar. He got me anything. Of course, our parents are help, you know, but for his two, he would have. They go, well, they still do it. His son, they go around and, you never seen a bigger well with a bore?
I've never seen the bore. Was it a big wide thing or was it only just a little narrow thing?
No, it's a high frame. All right, they put a auger and they just drilled the auger about a foot in diameter. And they just go round and round and get full of dirt and they draw it up, you know, and go back. And sometimes you hit rocks and such and have a time down in there too. But that's where we used to dig wells in those days.
Yeah. Well, other tools, when your daddy was cutting wood.
Cross cut saw. Yes, sir. Rubber handle on each end and a man on each end. Boom. And that's the way too. That was hot.
That was the quickest way to get in a fight, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Bringing the cross cuts off.
Yes, sir, we both. That was nice and hard work. But I've used it many days. That's what we did in the summertime. See, when we got through with the crop, we cut wood. Winter wood for the house and then for the kitchen, too.
Yes. When you cut wood, I was going to ask you, did you have a kind of a X-shaped frame that you would put wood in?